Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. It's bad out there. It's really bad out there. This country is going under at a speed which is frightening even to me, and I saw it all coming. It's incredible how they're collapsing this country and how they're trying to destroy this country. It's beyond belief, but it's happening all around us. New York City fast resembling San Francisco and Vancouver. Cities of the walking dead as junkies and dealers take over midtown streets with impunity. These are all cities run by Democrats. You see what they've done to them. The Garment District in New York, the famous Garment District where all the clothing of the world is made, used to be clean, used to be crime-free. New York City itself used to be the most crime-free big city in the world because Rudy Giuliani, the Republican, was the mayor. And he believed in the broken windows theory, which is all crime starts low. If guys are smoking pot, if guys are breaking windows, it's going to lead eventually to bad crimes, to rape, to armed robbery, and to murder. So you go after the guys who are breaking windows. You're going after the guys who are smoking the pot. And now, of course, you've got these mentally ill communists running these cities, like de Blasio in New York. But every big city has a mentally ill communist running it. And all these cities are fast resembling cities of the walking dead. Open-air, crime-infested drug dens. Littered with needles and broken crack pipes, trash, urine, and feces. They've got photos of people shooting up in broad daylight in the middle of the Garment District in New York. Photos of people dying in the street of a drug overdose in the Garment District of New York. We'll get to more on that during the show. New York hospitals prepare for staffing crisis as vaccination mandate forces mass firings. Again, what was my column about on Friday? I said, I warned you. I told you what my gut said was coming. The police don't want this vaccine. The firemen don't want this vaccine. The prison guards don't want this vaccine. The nurses don't want this vaccine. The paramedics don't want this vaccine. The military doesn't want this vaccine. It's going to lead to shortages of key personnel, of first responders, of the most important people in America. When you call 911, no one's going to answer. If they do answer, they'll tell you someone will come out in 5 hours. You're being robbed now. Good luck. We'll see you in 5 hours when you're dead and raped. Or raped and dead, whichever order they decide to finish you off in. This is all happening as we speak. It's an attempt to destroy this country. It's an attempt to collapse this country. New York hospital prepare for staffing crisis, vaccine mandate, forces mass firings. Let's talk about this for a minute. Not only is it a disaster to hear about police and fire and nurses and people like that quitting or being fired because they won't take the vaccine. And it's a nightmare to think about hospitals won't be staffed. When they talk about COVID's killing people, COVID, the hospitals are filled, the ICUs are filled. No, they've cut back on beds because they don't have nurses, they don't have orderlies, they don't have people to change bedpans, they don't have anything. There aren't enough doctors, there aren't enough nurses. Forget about 911 when you call it. When you're in the hospital and you press that little button saying you need help, they're not going to come for 2 hours. There aren't enough people to staff the hospitals, the ERs, or the ICUs because they've scared them off with COVID vaccines. But now you've got to ask another question. It's got to be asked. If nurses want nothing to do with COVID vaccines, these are people that have seen the people coming into the emergency rooms and the ICUs, the walking dead. Speaking of walking dead, it's those who've been vaccinated that are walking dead. They've seen the crippling injuries They've seen the people shaking like they've got Parkinson's. They've seen the stroke victims. They've seen the heart attack victims. They've seen young children with heart inflammation, teenage boys with heart inflammation. The vaccine is killing people. And the nurses have seen it, and they want nothing to do with it. And they're running for their lives. They're giving up their jobs, their $100,000 jobs, their pensions, their health benefits. They're giving it all up rather than be vaccinated. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? It's so scary. Healthcare systems around the country are suspending elective inpatient surgeries and refusing to accept ICU patients from other hospitals as they brace for potentially hundreds of firings of nurses and other critical staffers, potentially even doctors. According to the New York Times, the Erie County Medical Center, Erie County Medical Center in Buffalo is planning to do all that and more as soon as it says it may fire 400 employees who have chosen not to get the single jab required to keep their jobs. Officials at Northwell Health, the state's largest healthcare provider, that's New York's largest healthcare provider, estimated that Northwell Health may be forced to fire thousands of people who have refused to get vaccinated. In an economy with more job openings than workers, 2 million to be exact, 2.2 million, forcing workers to choose between their employment, their health, or religious beliefs simply is a dumb idea. This is insanity. You're firing people when no one can find any workers. The city's largest private hospital, New York City's largest private hospital, New York Presbyterian, says more than 200 employees may face termination because they have not received at least one jab. In California, nurse shortages have reached crisis levels. Airlines are seeing flights canceled due to worker shortages. As of late September, 84% of New York's 450,000 hospital workers and 83% of nursing home workers, which number around 45,000, remain unvaccinated, despite being directly threatened by their bosses. Most saying they're refusing the vaccine on religious or health grounds or because they're allergic to certain ingredients. And in an effort to scare workers to compliance, the New York governor, which isn't named Cuomo anymore because he got kicked out for sexually harassing his own employees. That's who's running New York. He's gone. His lieutenant governor took over. Governor Kathy Hochul has threatened to find foreign workers to staff the Empire State's hospitals and care homes. She's threatened to call in the National Guard to order a state of emergency in a plan unveiled over the weekend. New York City's teachers are facing a mandate to either get vaccinated or kiss their jobs goodbye. This situation is an emergency situation. At St. Barnabas Hospital in the Bronx, right near where I used to live in Mount Vernon, New York, about 12% of nearly 3,000 employees had not been vaccinated as of Friday, the chief medical officer said in the interview. The group even includes three important doctors. It's really quite scary. It's quite frightening. People's lives are on the line. You might never see your family again in order to keep your job and keep your income. You have to agree to put a poison in your arm that you don't want, that you're allergic to, that you know may cause you to stroke out. Just over the weekend, a great fan of this show, Michael, very intelligent guy, business owner, makes seven figures a year. Michael, who I believe is a doctor with his seven-figure income, but not to be a doctor, he has another business. But Michael sent me a note and said his best friend's father got the vaccine and within hours was in a coma and died. And he has five kids. He's 51 years old. It's going on every single day. It's all being covered up. She's now threatening the governor of New York that the National Guard will replace unvaccinated healthcare workers. So you go to the hospital and now instead of a great nurse, you got a National Guard member watching over you. Oh, that's great. That's great. When you stroke out, National Guard will take care of you. State troopers resign over the vaccine mandate. I told you it was coming. I predicted it and it all exploded over the weekend. Why am I always right? Dozens of Massachusetts state troopers have submitted their resignations ahead of the deadline to comply with the state's mandatory COVID vaccine. State Police Association of Massachusetts President Michael Shervin said in a statement, Many of these troopers are going to be returning to their previous municipal police departments within the state that allow for regular testing and masks. To date, dozens of troopers have submitted their resignation paperwork. Throughout COVID, we've been on the front lines protecting the citizens of Massachusetts and beyond. Simply put, all we are asking for are the same basic accommodations that countless other departments have provided to the first responders and to treat a COVID-related illness as a line-of-duty injury. I told you the cops are going to resign. I told you the firemen are going to resign. I told you the nurses are going to resign. It's all happened. I told you everybody getting vaccinated is getting sicker and sicker and sicker. And what came to happen over the weekend? First of all, one of the world's top tennis players, ranked number 76, I believe, in the world, just announced he got vaccinated and he's so sick and he's in such pain. His entire body is convulsing. Everything hurts with pain that's unimaginable. He's retiring for now from tennis. He may never come back. He's 30 years old. He was vaccinated. He said, I wish I could take it back. I wish I could take it back. But once you let the vax, that needle hit your arm, you can never take it back. The poison is in your body. A 22-year-old fully vaccinated champion show jumper may never ride again due to COVID vaccine-induced blood clots. Imogen Allen was healthy. Imogen, I guess it's Imogen Allen, was healthy and spry prior to getting vaccinated for COVID-19. Now the 22-year-old champion show jumper has developed two massive blood clots in her lungs that could prevent her from ever riding again. And the mainstream media is calling Allen's blood clots an incredibly rare reaction, even though it's one of the most common adverse effects to occur post-jab. Nurses are contacting me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Nurses are contacting me to tell me about the lies in the hospitals. The hospitals are filled with fully vaccinated people suffering and dying of vaccine-related injuries and COVID. Their immune system shredded by the vaccine.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help, and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the book Held Strong over the weekend, sponsor of this segment of the show, my new book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, supposed to be on Steve Bannon's show later this week. I was on Gorka's show, at least we taped my appearance on Gorka's show for an hour earlier today. You know how rare that is in talk radio to be on for an hour straight? I'll be the third hour of Dr. Sebastian Gorka's show on Salem Radio Nationwide tomorrow. Third hour tomorrow, which I believe leads right into this show. And, of course, on my flagship station, 790 AM here in Las Vegas, it leads into this show. But nationwide, it leads into this show in many places. And so the entire third hour will be Wayne Root one-on-one with Sebastian Gorka. And he did it on video. We did it on Zoom. So we did a video interview. So you can not only listen to it, you can go online and watch the interview with Dr. Gorka at the same time in the third hour, which is 5 o'clock East Coast, 2 o'clock West Coast, to 3 o'clock, 2 to 3 o'clock West Coast, 5 to 6 o'clock East Coast, leading into my show on many stations around the country, including 790 AM KVET in Las Vegas. Dr. Gorka is a great man and a great friend of mine, always been nice to me, always quick to get me on if I've got a book to talk about, and always quick to get me on with a column to talk about. Always a great guy to me. Thank you, Sebastian Gorka. What a wonderful guy. What a great patriot and a good friend. It's The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, the priceless list for conservatives, Christians, patriots, and 80 million plus Trump warriors to cancel culture and save America. And with this book and the valuable contact information inside, if companies go woke, we will make them go broke. I have the solution. It's a number one best-selling book, number one in 15 different categories at Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Target. It is the conservative version of Rules for Radicals, This book teaches conservatives how to use protests and boycotts and intimidation and civil disobedience, just like liberals have done to us for decades. Two could play at that game. It teaches conservatives how to become the loud majority, because the very loud, vicious, nasty minority of liberals has gotten everything they want for the last 40 years with their big mouths and their protests and their boycotts and their intimidation. So two could play at that game. We are going to play at that game. And I give you all the contact information of all the biggest companies in America, how to get their CEO on the phone or on the email, how to go to their physical address and protest, how to send email, snail mail to their physical address, how to go to their social media sites and protest. It's all the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, teaching you to be your own little conservative version of Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and even Dr. Martin Luther King with civil disobedience. 22-year-old fully vaccinated champion show jumper may never ride again due to the COVID-induced blood clots. I just told you about that in the last segment. I saw over the weekend one of the best tennis players in the world may never play tennis again because they got the COVID. He got the COVID shot. And in the midst of all this, Joe Biden today changed up the story. Now we can never go back to normal unless 97 to 98% of everyone is vaccinated. 97 to 98% of Americans must get the jab before we get back to normal, according to the non-president, the fake president of the United States, Joe Biden. He's insane. 97 to 98% of Americans will never get vaccinated, so he'll bring the country down. Historically, herd immunity was reached when 70% of the community was immune to the virus. And that includes those vaccinated and those with natural immunity who've already been sick. But the authoritarian dictator who's becoming like a Nazi leader like Hitler that runs this country, or a Soviet nutcase like Stalin, a communist murderer, doesn't believe in science. Now it's got to be 97 to 98%. What number is on Joe Biden's forehead? Have you seen it lately? I think it's in 666. This man's the devil. The devil's got a hold of him because his brains are gone. He's an old, feeble man. He's not evil. He's an old, feeble man with dementia. But evil got inside that empty crater in his head. They've stamped 666 on his forehead. The devil is speaking for this guy. Doesn't know what he's saying. It's Weekend at Biden's. And they move their hand up his you-know-what. And his mouth moves. It's the devil coming out. It's Lucifer. Sick man, 97 to 98%. Sorry. But 98% are never going to get vaccinated. But they're going to do terrible things to us. It's going to get real bad. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar calls for unvaccinated players and staff to be removed from NBA teams. They're coming after our livelihoods. They're coming after our jobs. They're coming after our careers. They're passing resolutions like Clark County, Las Vegas, Nevada, where I live, that say misleading medical information is so bad it's killing people. They're the ones with all the misleading medical information. Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals. Whatever you see in the mirror, blame the other guy.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is accusing Republicans of pushing the United States toward an unnecessary, avoidable disaster. Schumer opening the Senate and saying lifting or extending the federal debt limit has traditionally been done with bipartisan support. R. Kelly is being found guilty of all the charges against him. Women's rights attorney Gloria Allred saying she's proud of her clients who testified against the R&B singer.
Justice has been done. Let that be a message to other celebrities who also use their fame to prey on their fans and others who are unfortunate enough to come into contact with them.
The guilty verdicts include racketeering, as he was accused of recruiting women and underage girls for sex. He'll be sentenced in early May. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allyn Root, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko developed the Zelenko Protocol, hydroxychloroquine. 19 by 84%. He's back with a new product called Z-Stack. It's got all the great ingredients in one bottle, quercetin, zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D. Go to rootforamerica.com, click on the link to purchase your bottle. He is a board-certified physician in New York. He's provided counsel for the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, and nursing homes. Dr. Zelenko has developed Z-Stack Life. It's everything you need in one capsule. Boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. Just two capsules per day gets you all, everything you need to do all that. It's a science-based formula using natural vitamins instead of overpowering drugs. Zinc is one of the most well-known immune support ingredients to date. Quercetin is plant-based and a natural source of vital nutrients. Z-Stack Life is GMP certified and made in the USA. Go to rootforamerica.com and click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. And we've got a great doctor on the line right now as a guest, Dr. Eric Henson. He's a Texas ear, nose, and throat doctor and head and neck surgeon who has refused to wear a mask for health reasons and wants to talk to us about the masks and about the dangers of the vaccines. Dr. Eric Henson, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So we're on the same team on this one, I could tell you that much. I'm not a mask fan. I'm not a vaccine fan. I'm a believer that the vaccines are killing people's immune systems and a lot of people are dying from the vaccines. That people should start understanding, Dr. Eric Henson, that nurses who are around ERs and ICUs are opting out. They'd rather lose their jobs than accept the jab. Something is very, very wrong. What have those nurses seen? It's clear to me that they've seen what the media isn't reporting. There are lots of sick people in the hospital emergency room in the ICU who have been vaccinated and they're still sick with COVID and who have been vaccinated and they're sick from the vaccine. Am I guessing right about this?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. One of the nurses that runs the surgery center where I perform some of my surgeries at, she has been fully vaccinated. Yet she's under my care right now. We got to her early on and we got her on the appropriate medications and nutraceuticals or supplements. And I talked to her yesterday and she's doing fantastic. She's up and about and living her life.
But what is happening in these emergency rooms, in these ERs? That's what I need to know. What are they seeing among the vaccinated?
They're saying that they're having her, obviously they're getting the infection, and they're getting it because this particular vaccine or what it's actually gene therapy, and I think you probably have made that point before. It's not a protection against, the wild strain. That's the biggest problem that we're running into. They've given somebody the gene therapy vaccine, which is for last year. It's creating, and what we believe is that antibody-dependent enhancement, which is, faulty antibody that will literally not work against the wild version. It will capture it, bring it in, dump it in the cell, kind of like a Trojan horse. And you're seeing the after effects of that.
And so what's happening when you see firemen don't want the vaccine, policemen don't want the vaccine, nurses don't want the vaccine, paramedics don't want the vaccine, prison guards don't want the vaccine, military doesn't want the vaccine? What's going to happen to our country when all these people are willing to quit or be fired rather than get the vaccine? This is going to destroy the economy. It's going to destroy first responders. It's going to destroy response time to 9/11 calls. When your house is on fire, no one's going to come. When a criminal's chasing you, no one's going to come. This is dividing this nation and turning it into such a crisis. Who is behind this and why? Do you have any clue in your mind what's going on here?
Yeah, I probably would have the same kind of theories that everybody else has, that this is all, backed by the money behind the vaccine. I often ask the question now, what came first, the vaccine or the virus? Which is somewhat of an odd way of looking at it, but you have this vaccine that we know it's not a vaccine. We know it causes trouble. We've known about it for a long time. These aren't new things. Some of the articles that I read that are, 10, 15 years old, knew that, you know, these problems were existing, the problems with clotting, the problems with the animal model, or the animals in the study were becoming more infected with, you know, with the particular virus, or they were dying, or they were being sterilized. And, you know, the general public now has access to this kind of information, and they're making, in my opinion, a very wise decision before they just go in and get the jab. They're starting to question this, and I think it's worrisome, and I'm exceedingly worried because I've been in contact with several nurses and physicians that have either quit their job or are moving on, or, you know, are not going to be in the field anymore. And you're right, it's a problem. It's a major problem. And, you know, what do we do? Where do we go from here? I'm concerned. I'm, you know, an independent practitioner, so I can somewhat control, you know, my environment where, you know, I don't have to force employees to get it. They want to get it. That's their business. But then you have to be concerned about Dr. McCullough's article where he talked about healthcare workers getting the injection and having a 271% increase in shedding. Then you have to worry about that. So there's a lot of things out there that we just don't know, but in these lay people, you know, in these, you know, in other, you know, jobs, they know something's up, something's wrong. People are dying from this. People are sick. I see it in my practice right now.
And how do you explain? I mean, I'm a layman. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I don't claim to be a medical expert, and yet I've seen firsthand that people who are very sick in my family took ivermectin and got all better very quickly. I mean, within hours, got better. How is it possible that if you enter the hospital, they refuse to give you ivermectin? It seems like they'd like you to die. I don't want to cast aspersions like that. If it's not mass murder, it's certainly manslaughter. They're letting people die even though they know ivermectin works. And they make up excuse after excuse. Oh, it hasn't been tested. There hasn't been enough studies. Everyone I know that's taken it has gotten better. What the heck is going on?
Well, ivermectin's been 55, 60 years, and I believe the last number I saw as far as deaths related to that particular drug, I believe is 37 or 38. Well, we lose between 300 and 500 people a year to Tylenol and, you know, ibuprofen. It's like, you know, what's going on? The medicine works, as does hydroxychloroquine, as do some of the other medicines, but for whatever reason, this medicine has been demonized. I mean, I look at places like in India that, you know, gave it away like candy,
right,
and
right,
they basically eliminated everything. And I also look at the continent of Africa in individual states where that has been the medicine there for decades, and yet you never hear about anybody talking about having a problem there. Mexico City did the same thing. They just gave everybody ivermectin, and voila, we have all these problems. We have all these problems solved. I have no idea. I'm seeing letters now come from insurance companies. I just got one sent recently to me yesterday from Florida, the Blues in Florida, basically threatening, if you read the letter, threatening about, you know, physicians writing this. It's bizarre. And, you know, I don't know why this is happening. I don't know why ERs aren't treating people. I don't know why people go in there and are turned away. I've had people show up at my office, you know, saying, hey, can you help us? Because they've heard about that I'm actually willing to treat people. One thing I've heard consistently now lately is that a lot of the patients don't want to go to the hospital because they're afraid they're going to be euthanized. And I've heard that several times from, you know, several patients around the country. And that's a very scary thing to hear from a patient, that they think their hospital is going to euthanize them because they haven't been vaccinated. That's bizarre.
Yeah, well, I don't know about euthanize anybody. All I know is you enter the hospital and they will not allow you to get hydroxychloroquine or zinc or vitamin D or vitamin C or intravenous C or ivermectin, the most important thing out there, and people are dying. And so people realize that they have no treatment for them in the hospital that will help them live or make them get better. Sure. It's a crapshoot. It's scary. Very scary. I wouldn't want to go near a hospital, especially as a conservative talk show host. I have no idea what would be in store for me when they find out who I am and what I say on a daily basis. My God. What you actually got in trouble for refusing to wear a mask. What's the update on the legal action taken by the Texas Medical Board for not wearing a mask?
Well, right now, it happened in summer of 2020, where the governor of the state had a mandate that one should wear a mask in the medical industry, and the Texas Medical Board then came up with their rule And one of my, or actually two patients turned me in for not wearing a mask. I subsequently was contacted by the board. We supplied them with roughly 40 plus years of science, showing without it, you know, basically without a doubt that masks don't work. And, you know, I had asked them to show me any studies that were actually what we call random controlled trials that are the gold standard. And yet they couldn't produce anything. But during our meeting, they just said, you know, we had a rule and you didn't follow it. And so, you know, that's, you know, I was basically held guilty for that. My take on this was that, you know, I swore an oath to do no harm, and wearing masks do harm. They cause problems. They lower your immune system. They can potentially either cause or reactivate cancer, and there's a whole plethora of things that I can talk about there. And they cause things called mask mouth. I've got, you know, things in children, abscesses in the nose. I've got, you know, sinusitis in people that normally never had it. I've got increase in allergies. I've got gingivitis. I've got tooth decay. I've got pharyngitis, which is sore throats. It goes on and on and on. And I just, you know, and then, of course, they wear a mask, and yet they don't cover their eyes. I mean, the virus can get in just as easily into your eyes as it can through your nose. So they're, you know, they're a waste of time. I affectionately refer to a mask as effective as a crocheted condom. They just don't work.
None of it makes any sense. Dr. Eric Henson, we got to run. Texas ear, nose, and throat doctor, head and neck surgeon who has refused to wear a mask for health reasons and has described all the problems with this vaccine. Thank you, Dr. Henson, for coming on the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to getting the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Yeah. Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, men. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show, is Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network, hence the name VPN, that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. And they're checking on not only your personal information, but your internet history every day. It's all happening every day right in front of your eyes, but not with Patriot VPN. Do you want people to know where you go on the internet? Do you want everyone to know your internet history? Do you want the government to know your internet history? With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA, matter of fact, right here in Las Vegas. For business or personal or family, three different plans to meet your needs starting at only $6.95 a month. Use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. The code is WAR for Wayne Allen Root, and you get 3 months free, and you get the service starting at only $6.95 a month. What a deal! Like my Yiddish grandmother used to say, such a deal! It's all at PatriotVPN.com. PatriotVPN.com. I want you to understand how bad things are getting. The House Democrat $3.5 trillion spending bill includes free community college for illegal immigrants. Can you imagine? It would amend the Higher Education Act of 1965 to establish a grant program for free community college, which would fulfill one of President Biden's campaign pledges. The grant program would extend free community college to individuals regardless of their basis of citizenship, alienage, or immigration status. The two subscriptions of this portion of the bill also aim to ensure immigrants in the country illegally count as eligible students for free community college, which the bill broadly defines as any enrolled community college student that is attending at least on a half-time basis. The eligible student definition also clarifies that students at schools with varying in-state and out-of-state tuition rates are covered under the definition if they would qualify for such in-state or in-district resident tuition at such community college, but for the immigration status of such students. The Section 778D says that schools receiving the grant may not impose additional eligibility requirements on eligible students other than what the section lists. The second portion, Section 778E, further clarifies that undocumented migrants would receive free community college, stating that no individual shall be determined to be ineligible to receive benefits provided under this subpart, including tuition and fees set to zero on the basis of citizenship, alienage, or immigration status. This is a joke. This is an absolute joke. Our country is an absolute joke. Our country is being destroyed. A communist takeover of the United States, destroying everything we've all worked for. People who broke into our country are being given free college while the rest of us pay the bill. I don't owe the bill for illegals to go to college. I don't owe the bill for anyone to go to college other than my four kids. I can't afford that bill. Do you understand private colleges now charge $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year to send your kid to college to be brainwashed to be a communist? You're putting parents into bankruptcy. You're putting parents into debt for the rest of their lives. So a bunch of college professors who've never achieved any success in their entire lives, in the real world ever, can make $500,000 salaries while they teach your kids, brainwash your kids to be communists. And all that's happening while you're spending $80,000 a year that you don't have for the rest of your life. You can never retire. At the same time that you're giving it free to everybody because they're black, because they're Hispanic, because they're an illegal alien, because they're poor. I'm supposed to pay for them too. This is insanity. The same $3.5 trillion spending package includes big money for tree equity, bias training, and more. Tree equity. What's tree equity? Among the contentious provisions, the bill gives a substantial funding boost to the IRS, which stands to gain $78.94 billion over the next 10 years to help the IRS strengthen tax enforcement activities, expand audits. An additional $410 million will go to IRS oversight. Democrats are putting equity at the center of the bill. The Agriculture Committee has earmarked $3 billion for a tree planting program with a priority for projects that increase tree equity. Let me guess. That must mean that you've got to plant trees only in black neighborhoods and poor neighborhoods. Only in illegal alien neighborhoods and black neighborhoods. No trees in white neighborhoods. No trees in middle-class neighborhoods. The legislation dishes out another $4 billion for neighborhood access and equity grants. What does any of this mean? Just hand money to people because they're black, because they're Spanish, because their skin is dark, because they're illegal aliens, because they're poor. And where does the money come from? You and me. They're going to raise taxes beyond anything anyone in any communist country has ever heard of in their entire lives. Insanity. Chris, is there music on? Because I don't hear it. I don't know what's going on, but I don't hear it. So where are we at? What's the timing? All right. This is just incredible. By the way, the cost of the bill originally was expected to be $3.5 trillion, but the Nonpartisan Committee for Responsible Federal Budget wrote in July the true cost is actually $5.5 trillion. Figuring out the true cost could take some time because the bill, known as the Build Back Better Act, weighs in at 2,465 pages, 444,311 words. This is your country. On steroids. Communism on steroids.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
91.